USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he spoke to the King of Saudi Arabia this morning, and he denies any knowledge of what happened to missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi last seen on October 2nd, walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Turkish government says he was killed inside the consulate by a Saudi government hit team. The president says he's sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet with the Saudi king to discuss the allegations. Despite teasing her about her claim that she had a Native American ancestor, President Trump is unimpressed at news that Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren has produced DNA results proving that she had a Native American ancestor. He just says he hopes she decides to challenge him in 2020.
I think she'd be very easy. I do not think she'd be difficult at all. She'll destroy the country.
USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump heading south at this hour to view the devastation on the Florida Panhandle and in parts of Georgia from Hurricane Michael last week. First Lady Melania Trump's accompanying him. The president says he feels bad about news about Sears. He noted before he left the White House, Sears was a big deal when he was growing up, but now it's filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, hoping to survive in an increasingly tough retail environment. Trump says Sears has been improperly run for many years. President Trump saying of the man who runs the Pentagon, he can't say if Defense Secretary James Mattis is going to stay in that position or possibly leave before the president's first term is over.
It could be that he is. I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth. But General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well. He may leave. I mean, at some point, everybody leaves.
He was speaking on CBS's 60 Minutes. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, are next in line to become royal parents. Kensington Palace announcing the former Meghan Markle is due to have a baby in the spring. It will be the first child for Meghan and Harry, the royal couple currently on a tour of Australia that got underway this morning. The prince and the former American actress married last May. A nonprofit auto safety group is demanding that Hyundai and Kia recall nearly 3 million vehicles, saying they could catch fire. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Center for Auto Safety issued a statement on Friday calling for Hyundai and Kia to recall Kia Sorento, Kia Optima, Hyundai Sonata, Hyundai Santa Fe, and Kia Soul vehicles. Executive Director Jason Levine said the number and severity of these complaints when people are simply driving their cars on the highway is frightening. They also cited at least a dozen instances where a fire occurred after consumers had an engine-related recall performed. Hyundai told car news site Jalopnik it already addressed the underlying problems with the cars in previous recalls. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a U.S. Air Force technician working on an F-16 at a U.S. air base in Belgium last week mistakenly fired the F-16's cannon and destroyed another F-16. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.